In late February, the Environmental Protection Agency acquiesced to the request from several tribes in the Bristol Bay region to use an authority granted the agency in the Clean Water Act to basically veto the issuance of dredge and fill permits for the proposed Pebble Mine. Without those permits, the development of the mine can't happen. The process being used by the EPA to implement its 404C authority included a time frame for the Pebble Limited Partnership to formally respond. That response came in the form of a 60-page letter to the EPA that was submitted Tuesday. Mike Heatwall is the spokesman for the partnership. He says the basic message is the EPA is overstepping its statutory authority.
This is an unprecedented step taken by the EPA in our case. They're seeking to preemptively block our ability to file for permits under the Section 404C of the Clean Water Act. And the reason we assert that they're overstepping their authority is Section 404C clearly delineates that authority to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and that triggers the rigorous federal permitting process once the Corps is in receipt of a permit application.
So far, the Pebble Limited Partnership has not filed for any of the necessary permits, including the 404 permits from the Corps of Engineers, which would start the National Environmental Policy Act review process. The NEPA process would involve multiple state and federal agencies and would feature the creation of a very lengthy environmental impact statement that some observers believe would take several years to complete. Heatwall asserts the partnership supports the use of the NEPA process to review the proposed Pebble Mine.
And it's this system and process that allows a thorough, objective, and in our view, science-based review of the project. Right now, there's a lot of competing scientific papers, if you will, about the project, and it's through a more neutral third-party review that the project and ultimately stakeholders would have the opportunity to see what's been brought forward, look at all the science, look at all of the models that that we have brought forward, and test them out. Do they meet all of the requirements that we've come to expect for a project like this? And it's getting into that process that we view as very critical and important. And the EPA's attempt to block us from getting into that project is really unprecedented and pretty concerning.
The process outlined by EPA for making a 404C determination for the Pebble Mine project includes a consultation period with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the State of Alaska, and the Pebble Limited Partnership. That consultation period ended on Tuesday. Step two in the process will be the publication of a proposed determination, which could include prohibitions and restrictions on mining the Pebble deposit. That process is expected to include a public comment period and perhaps even some public meetings. Step three will be a review of the public comments and the development of a recommended determination. Step four will include a second consultation period with the Army Corps of Engineers, the state, and the Pebble Limited Partnership. After that consultation period, the final determination will be developed and released. The efforts to develop the Pebble Mine have basically been put on hold as two large mining companies have withdrawn their support for the project and the developers deal with the EPA's 404C process. Outspoken Pebble Mine opponent Robin Samuelson from Dillingham recently praised the opponents of the mine for basically stopping the project in its tracks. Samuelson is a commercial fisherman, board member for the Bristol Bay Native Corporation, and chairman of the board for the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation and Ocean Beauty Seafoods. He spoke about the issue at the recent Business of Fish workshop in Dillingham.
Bristol Bay went up against Pebble Mine. Most people in Bristol Bay, most communities went up against Pebble. You know, a multi-billion dollar corporation. And usually when you do that, you just get crushed because of their big dollars. And look what we got EPA to do. And that story is still unfolding. But collectively, we've made a difference, not only here in Bristol Bay by settling our differences and fighting against Pebble, but we've brought in hundreds of different organizations from around the United States, and we made Pebble Mine a national issue.
Tuesday's formal response by the Pebble Limited Partnership to the EPA's 404C determination has drawn criticism from several organizations involved in the fight to stop development of the Pebble Mine. Trout Unlimited issued a statement claiming the response is nothing more than a rehash of the rhetoric the company has used for the last decade. Tim Bristol is Trout Unlimited's Alaska director.
Frankly, it doesn't hold legal water, it doesn't pass science muster, and it's clearly contrary to what the majority of people in the Bristol Bay region and across Alaska want, which is Clean Water Act protections for the headwaters of Bristol Bay. So just the same old, tired, hollow rhetoric and a series of promises that, you know, for almost 10 years now, they failed to make good on.
The Pebble Limited Partnership is definitely facing a number of hurdles in order to move the Pebble Mine project into development, but Mike Heatwall says they are not giving up.
This remains a tremendous mineral deposit on state of Alaska land, and as such, it's an asset for the people of the region and the people of Alaska. And there's a lot of potential interest in developing that asset responsibly, and we're certainly continuing to pursue that. Our goals for 2014 remain securing an additional partner to help us advance it to the permitting stage, and ultimately would like to be in that before the end of the year. Now, I think that the permit applications are very dependent upon the ability to bring forward another partner to help us advance it.
The Pebble Limited Partnership's official response to the EPA about the use of the 404C veto authority is 60 pages long and has been published on the partnership's website. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.